WRCT.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
Those of you out there in the place known as Radio Land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM radio, WRCT.org on your web receiving device of choice. It is 7 o'clock. That means it's time for the radio calendar. Here is some stuff going on in our town being Pittsburgh. I don't know where you are. Let's see. Farewell, My Concubine is screening at the Harris Theater. Film where two boys grow up, enduring the harsh training of the Peking Opera Academy, where instructors regularly beat the students to instill in them the discipline needed to master the complex physical and vocal techniques of this ancient art. As the two boys mature, they develop complementary tastes, one with fine, delicate features, assuming the female roles, while the other plays masculine warlords. Their dramatic identities become real, for one falls in love with the other, who fails to fully reciprocate his affections and marries a courtesan instead, creating a dangerous, jealousy-filled romantic triangle. Widely considered one of the most important motion pictures ever made, it is being shown in a recently restored 4K version of the complete uncut film, which is 20 minutes longer than its original theatrical release. Farewell, My Concubine is screening now through October 19th at the Harris Theater. When that wraps up, you can go check out When Evil Lurks. Argentinian brothers Pedro and Jimmy discover that a demonic infection has been festering in a nearby farmhouse. They attempt to evict the victim from their land. Failing to adhere to the proper rites of exorcism, their reckless actions inadvertently trigger an epidemic of possessions across their rural community. Now they must outrun an encroaching evil as it corrupts and mutilates everyone it is exposed to, and enlist the aid of a wizened cleaner who holds the only tools that can stop this supernatural plague. When Evil Lurks is showing October 20th through October 25th. You know you want to see it. The Harris Theater is at 809 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information, like show times, visit trustarts.org. The Pittsburgh Savvy Arts present Gilbert and Sullivan's Iolanthe, or The Pier and the Peri, a perfect collaboration resulting in a masterpiece full of fairies, forbidden love, and sense of duty. It only takes one fairy to shake up the world of men. Imagine what can happen when you have a whole flock of fairies. Performances will be held on October 20th, 21st, and 22nd. More information is available at their website, PittsburghSavoyards.org. That's Pittsburgh, SavoyArds.org. The Steel City Squares are hosting monthly square dances this fall. Dances are beginner and family-friendly traditional Appalachian squares with a live band and caller. No experience is necessary. All dances are taught. Doors and potluck and open time, open old time jam start at 7. Dances start at 8. On October 21st, the band will be Lackawanna Longnecks. The caller is Janine Smith. On the 25th, the band will be the Steel City Squares String Band, and the caller will be Becky Hill. All of the dances take place at Shiloh Center, which is located at 3832 Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville. More information about Steel City Square is posted on Facebook or send them some email at squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. The Quantum Theater presents The Flying Lovers of Vidzik, the Chagall musical, directed and choreographed by Gustavo Zajac, with music direction by Douglas Levine. I'm probably mispronouncing all these names. I apologize. The Flying Lovers of I'm just calling it the Chagall musical. It's a remarkable klezmer musical by Daniel Jameson and Ian Ross, based on the love story of artist Marc Chagall and his poet wife Bella. Staged at Rodef Shalom Congregation, the fantasy fairy tale takes its name from the Lithuanian city in which Chagall was born in 1887, and for the relationship memorialized in countless numbers of his paintings. On whimsical sets, Mark and Bella are the picture of romance, floating over a Russian village or the Eiffel Tower. Although they are often seen flying on canvases, in life they slough through some of the most devastating years of Jewish history. Navigating pogroms, the Russian Revolution, and the Holocaust. The Flying Lovers of Vitebsk, a.k.a. the Chagall Musical, will be presented on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays at Rodef Shalom Congregation at the corner of 5th Avenue and Morwood Avenue in Oakland from October 28th to November 26th. The Miller Institute for Contemporary Art hosts Impossible Music, bringing together sounds, scores, sculptures, video, and live performances to extend discourses on conceptual and experimental music and explore its intersections across different art forms. Also available for listening is a potlatch record listening station to make audible those songs rendered illegal under the potlatch bans, which outlawed Native North American ceremonies in the United States and Canada. Shown together, the songs, scores, and artworks in the exhibition address the complexity of music, as well as moments in human history that led to the creation of new sounds, including the sound of resistance. The show is on display now through December 10th at the Miller ICA Gallery, which is located on the CMU campus. More information is available at miller-ica.cmu.edu. The August Wilson African-American Cultural Center presents Anna Bogisha, Warriors of Light, featuring the captivating works of Canadian-born, Brooklyn-based artist Tim Akamura. The exhibition marks Akamura's first major institutional solo exhibition and features a series of large-scale works, paintings, and installations. Tim Akamura imagines an alternative reality, a society that closely mirrors our own, which was once liberated and equitable, but is now experiencing a rapid descent into a state of oppression due to the rise in power of an authoritarian regime. It is under these conditions, in a shift towards a riotous dystopia, that an astounding development has occurred: the sudden appearance of a clandestine group of women warriors, freedom fighters guided by the Bushido, or Code of the Samurai, sworn to battle back the forces of persecution and injustice at all costs. The show is on display now through January 20th at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center, which is located at 980 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. For more information, please visit their website at awaacc.org. And finally, you can't stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and enjoy their wonderful music. Food and refreshments are available. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. Call 412-321-1834 to do that reservation thing. Moving on to more live music. More live music. Tonight at the Roxian, you can catch Dying Fetus along with the Acacia Strain, Despised Icon, Creeping Death, and Tactosa. Theoretically, that started at 6 p.m., so you might want to hurry. Jesse Murph is at Stage AE along with Henry Veris. The Bantha T-Bar is hosting Experimental Guitar Night number 39. This time featuring 7D and Dylan John Sedonic, guitars Zach, Luke Starcher, and Barrett Black. The Nicotine Dolls are at the Craft House. Margot Silker will be at the Club Cafe along with Humbird. Spirit Lodge is hosting Modeling and Stepmom along with Dopamine and 2020K. And Thunderbird is hosting the Red Clay Strays along with Ben Chapman. Tomorrow night, Preserving Underground is hosting Frail Body along with Meth, Kicked in the Head by a Horse, and Leonardo Decapitated. The Dark Star Orchestra will be at Stage AE. John Allison Weiss will be at the Roboto Project. Roxian is hosting Jacques along with Nick Lavelle. Bottle Rocket is hosting Pitter Patter, who are having an album release show. They're playing along with Moontown, Clay Coast, and Days Off. Jeffrey Lewis and The Voltage will be at Cativo, along with the Weird Paul Rock Band, Mento Fellini, and Dan Koschut. Walkney will be at the Club Cafe, along with Why Bother and Dando Veins, and Vito will be at the Spirit Hall. On Friday, Woot will be at Preserving Underground, along with Trainwrecked. Coda the Friend will be at the Roxian, along with Price. Delioso will be at the Club Cafe for an album release show, along with Tenay. Government Center is hosting Corker, Big Baby, and James Castle. Beetle and Bill Waves will be at Spirit, along with DJ Big Phil C. Scott and PVK VSV. Unpronounceable. Thunderbird is hosting Sub Sanctuary, featuring Dewpoint, Mr. Scissors, and Wink. On Saturday, Preserving Underground has Between the Killings, along with Post-Mortal Possession, Mutilation, BBQ, Wind Chimes, Disgruntled Anthropophagy, and Acontium. Stage AE has Women Who Rock, Ann Wilson with the Vindies and Madame Trio. Emil and the Sniffers will be at Roxian, along with the D Spitz. Laser Crunk is at the Bridge Music Bar with Von D. Funhouse at Mr. Smalls is hosting Be Gay, Do Crime, presenting Misdemeanor, Leshy, Belair, Banks, Peter, Pansy, Lydia, Collins, and Bone Thing. And DJ Magic, DJ Flipwave, and African Wolf will be at the Spirit Lodge. If you, your band, your musical event, your artistic endeavor, if you'd like your details included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct.org is the way to do that. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that if you've ever had a dizzy spell and almost fell, or if you, well, or and, if you are afraid the spells are getting worse, there is a helpline from the Vestibular Disorders Association at 800-837-8428. Or visit their website at liferebalanced.org. In the background, soon to be in the foreground, we have the Miha Gantar Trio, a person who put out a huge compilation of music, as far as I can tell, kind of straight out of the blue. I had never heard of them before. From that album, this is the Miha Gantar Trio with Reaching for the Infinite.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
A mi papá le dio por ir al parque, hacer yoga.
Al mío por ir a un club, pero no de lectura, ¿eh? De salsa.
Encontrar nuevos pasatiempos viene con la edad.
A mi mamá le dio por no saber a dónde va y perderse por horas.
Perderse o desorientarse, no. La confusión de tiempo o lugar puede ser una señal de Alzheimer. Un diagnóstico temprano puede ayudar a mejorar la calidad de vida de su ser querido. Aprenda las señales de advertencia del Alzheimer en 10señales.org. Patrocinado por la Alzheimer's Association y el Ad Council.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, your favorite radio station, I hope. News stuff there from Connie Ox. His new album is Wan and Unsinn. Wan and Sinn. Sorry, I got to warm up the German pronunciation. There was a song from that new album called Grimassen. A band called Soul before that. That's S-O-L, not S-O-U-L. They've got a new record called Promethean Sessions. From that, you heard a song called I Bred a Son from a Golden Moon. We started off with the Miha Gantar Trio with Reaching for the Infinite off of Miha Gantar's Amsterdam LP. I say LP, I think it's like a 2 or 3 CD set. It's massive. So, a reminder that a playlist for this show is available at our website, wrct.org, in case you are wondering what that song was called at some other later time after I have just told you. Or, you know, whatever. Anyhow, this band is called Baring Teeth.